Do things as God tells you. The Bible says in Philippians chapter 2, verse 5, your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus. If you want to succeed in life, if you want to obey the Lord and do things as He has told you, you must learn to master your emotions and your mood. When you have an emotion that doesn't take you where you want to go, you have two options: change it or channel it, and learn how to do it. You know, it is essential for your emotional health that you do things as God told you. Do not lose peace. Do not lock your soul in a prison of reproaches. Do not seek shortcuts. Do not make excuses. Do not rush ahead of His will, but be patient. Let God manifest Himself. He is sovereign to glorify Himself in your life, in your family, with your children, in your relationships, and even in your work. God does not need your help. He is more than enough to bring health, blessing, provision, grace, forgiveness, kindness, mercy, and give you peace in your being. But you need to listen in the silence of God and do things as He has told you. Because the Lord wants total obedience from you, not half or partial obedience. He wants you complete. May your soul, spirit, and body be aligned with His purpose. All obedience demands a cost, but the reward of obeying and subjecting oneself to the will of God is always gratifying. Because you are acting as He wants, not as you want. For if you use all your emotions, energy, trying to hide the past or what is really happening to you, you will not have much energy and vitality for your present. Let me give you a piece of advice. Do not let your emotional state, your personal interests, your desires alter or accommodate the instruction, purpose, realization, or plan that God has given you. Submit your emotions to the will of God by living in coherence with your principles, personal goals. You will achieve lasting and authentic happiness. Do things as God told you, and I assure you it will be worth it. I'd like to leave you with this promise found in James 4 verses 7 through 8. Submit yourselves to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Come near to God, and He will come near to you. Have a blessed day, and remember, obedience releases the power of God. Move forward despite your fears, doubts, or weaknesses. Do things as God has told you despite your fears and feelings, and the Lord will reward your life.